And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock cod Rick Maxa. Got a great show going here with the guys from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Mark Paisano, Jeff Jessup, and Mike Morrison having a great time talking fishing, well, and it is happening.
You're not kidding. I mean, what a perfect timing for this, too, with the season really kicking off with the good local fishing already going on at 22nd Street. Obviously, the good fishing outside at Catalina and Clemente and everything that's going on in the season to come. Perfect timing, and we would love to have you join us this morning. If you got questions, you want to know about this kind of fishing, we want you to join us this morning. Give us a call. Two ways you can reach us and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Again, first is with our local line. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or toll-free number 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking all your phone calls, not only are we giving great information here with the boys from 22nd Street, also a couple of unbelievable prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today, one of which is going to get a one-day trip to go fishing aboard the newly remodeled Freedom. Beautiful boat. You're going to get in on that great fish holder talking about, the beautiful new galley, everything going on in the Freedom. Somebody's going to get to experience that. And then another lucky caller, that great local freelance trip on the Native Sun, a three-quarter day freelance out of 22nd Street Landing on the Native Sun. A couple of awesome prizes at the end of the show today.
Oh, yeah, really good. I want to remind you, we have our sale going on our website, hookup1090.com, it's the shop page. You just go to hookup1090.com and click on the shop page. We have our custom cedar plugs on sale, the AFCO travel shirts on sale, the 100% cotton zip hoodies, really a deal. I think that's cost for us there on that zip hoodie. AFCO performance shirts and the shorts, the M01L shorts are on sale. They have that tuna or yellowtail logo, and it's quantities limited while supplies last through the end of this month. So go to hookup1090.com, go to the shop page, and if you have $50 or more, it's free shipping in addition to the big sale. So check that out. Also want to remind you, too, we talked about it yesterday, our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water Seminar Board, the Islander at a Fisherman's Landing, the kayak mothership to San Clemente Island, which, as you know, spent a lot of time at Clemente getting in tight there with those kayaks. It's kind of cool. What's it like when you drove over there and see a whole bunch of kayaks running around? It's got to be a little different, huh?
It's a little different. Those guys are usually fishing in the real short water, though. I've seen them do the trips before. It looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I've done it before. It's just a great time. I can't believe there's actually spots available still on that trip. It's June 3rd, Wednesday, June 3rd. It's a day-and-a-half trip. It includes all your food and lots of extras that the guys from Shimano are going to bring along. So check that out. You book that through Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Call Ricky or Ryan down there at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at 619-221-8506. And grab a spot before they're all gone on that Islander kayak trip June the 3rd. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, the phones literally are packed solid. Why don't we jump back into them and start this one off with Randy, who's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Randy, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Randy.
Morning, guys. Hey, this is Randy from Canyon Lake.
Oh, hey,
Randy. Good morning.
How you guys doing? A great show. Great show. It's good to hear the guys from 22nd Street on the show today. Fished out of there a number of times, and what a great landing, you know, nice tackle shop, easy parking, never any hassles, and get there a little early and go upstairs and have a little dinner and a couple of cocktails before you head out on the boat. It's just a great place to fish out of.
Sweet.
I fished on the Ultra Jet. This is Randy. I fish with the Samson Group.
Hey, Randy. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, man. Good to hear you. You know, just the Ultra, a couple of guys had called about the Ultra. You know, what a great boat. It is set up perfect. We fish 10 of us on our charters, usually do 2 to 3 charters every summer.
Yep.
And, you know, Jeff is always willing to go the extra mile. Great little boat. And one time, a couple of years ago, Jeff, he goes, hey, I got a feeling about the Cortez Bank, you know, nobody been out there. We went out there and just slayed the Bluefin. First guys out there to do it, started the whole deal of folks going out there, you know, after that.
That was
last
wow.
year, probably spent probably the best hour and a half fishing. I've been fishing a lot, you know, my career, and just on the Independence a couple of times, just been fortunate enough to do some fishing like that. You know, I swear, we went out to and hit a spot of white sea bass last year. In an hour and a half, we limited out the boat. I caught probably a 40-pound class of halibut. Just great fishing.
Jeez,
always
awesome,
willing
man.
To go the extra mile. Just a fantastic boat. And for anybody that's interested in doing a trot around the Ulta, boy, you will not be disappointed.
We've had some great trips with you guys.
Yeah,
I told Jim this year I'm not running a boat anymore because I can't outdo myself for the last 2 years. So it's all on Jacob now.
It has been awesome lately, hasn't it, Jeff? We've had some great trips.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you. That's a good testimonial for the Ultra, that's for sure.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report. Sponsored this time by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's the big fish season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is the one that's putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's talk to the man, our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, another week of wind this week, but it didn't seem to matter. Those fish are still at Catalina. The fish are still on the coast. There's still yellowtail biting pretty much in all the spots. The big numbers haven't been there because of the weather that we've had, but there's still fish everywhere. They bounced back yesterday, and everybody had a sample of fish all up and down the coast, all the sport boats. So there's still no reason to not go fishing. The fish are still out there. It's just about getting on the right boat and getting out there, guys. You do not want to stop going fishing just because we had a little bit of rain. It doesn't matter where you go. You just have to go. You got to get out there. You got to go fishing. That's my tip of the week.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can't catch them if you're not going, Dave, and you certainly got to keep up with what's going on, and that's what the advantage of having a FishDope.com subscription is. You know, this time of year when there's not as many boats fishing, it's one thing when all of your buddies are going every weekend, you can get all the information, people are going all the time, but it's this time of year when there's not a lot of coverage, when having a FishDope.com subscription helps you as a private boater because you can get information just like that and from everywhere up and down the coast to keep an eye on what's going on. And the beauty of the FishDope.com, if you're not a member already and you want to sign up for a new subscription, you can save $20 with the code HOOKUPNOW. Again, no spaces, just all lowercase, HOOKUPNOW. Going to save you $20 on that yearly subscription to FishDope.
And I'll tell you what, Dave, when I went out on Wednesday on my boat, it was the up day on that yellowtail down off of Rosarita. I got all the numbers, all the info off of FishDope, went literally drove right to it, and we started catching fish instantly off of those numbers on FishDope. So that works. You got to have it.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Pete. I love the old-timers that say this Internet thing is never going to catch on, and they're bucking the Internet still. Well, guys, it's not going anywhere. So you might as well take advantage of it because the Internet's here to stay, guys. I'm sorry. Old-timers, they are mad about it, but it's not going anywhere, so you might as well take advantage of it.
And use it on FishDope. Get information from Dave and all the guys out there. Dave, if we want to go fishing with you, how do we do that?
Well, you guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And we're going to go check out some rockfish today. The water kind of rolled over in Dana Point, but we're going to go catch some cod for dinner tonight, and I will check back in with you next week.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right, one line open. You want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Mark from Lakeside, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, I just got a quick question for you. The wife went and bought me a new reel for my birthday. I told her I wanted a Shimano. She ended up picking up a Squall for me. And all my rods look monstrous on this thing. I just want to know if you guys could recommend a good rod for that.
Of course, you run the tackle store at 22nd Street, right? Anything you would put on there?
What size Squall is it?
It's a SQL-12. It's really small.
Well, I've seen a lot of guys fish the Fathom or the Squall 12. They'll fish on like a bass outfit. lighter fly line, you know, anchovy or leadhead and squid. I think right now I was looking at some Seeker Inshore Blue Lightnings that we have on the shelf, something of that size, 15, 25-pound rod. I fish the Fathom 15 on one of my bass setups, and it's very nice. So it's about the same, little bit larger, but I'd say a smaller bass setup, the 15 to 25-pound test. You find it just about any one of your local shops, but we have a wide variety of rods in stock right now. So swing on by 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro.
You're a full tackle shop. Rods, reels, line, lure, you got it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's something a guy could fly line a chovy with, or yep, cast a leadhead and squid, yep, that kind of thing?
Be a good leadhead and squid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. A little sea bass rod.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
D in Laguna Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Very patient. Thanks for hanging in there with us this morning, D.
Great. Great talking to you guys. Two questions. One pertaining to the Freedom. I've been on it a number of times, but not since you remodeled the boat. Do you ever go to San Nicolas Island fishing link card, which I like?
Oh.
That's the first question. The second question is for Mark. Mark, I'm going on your boat. The Independence is coming Friday. Where might we go, and would I need to bring anything like on a drop loop if you fish San Martin Island?
You're going on a 3-day, you said?
Yes, on the Independence.
Is that next weekend?
Yes, Friday.
Okay. You know, I would say bring your surface gear. I don't think you're going to be doing too much cod fishing. You
good.
May.
Good.
I have a feeling you guys might be out chasing some yellowfin tuna. There's some yellowfin tuna down, I'm not exactly sure where. What was it, Pete? About 70
like
or 80?
Like 70 miles.
70 or 80 miles. I know there's some bluefin starting to show up there out by the Butterfly and east of Cortez. So I think there might be a good opportunity for some tuna or possibly yellowtail. So we're going to probably target surface fish more than,
okay,
than any bottom fish. Okay. So, you know, you're fishing that yellowfin and bluefin, I'm going to say, you know, 25, 30-pound test would be your light stuff, up to 40-pound. No sign of really any bigger fish yet.
And worst-case scenario, guy could always drop down and catch cod with, like, a 40-pound tuna.
Yeah,
outfit,
sure,
right?
Absolutely, Rick. You know, I mean, I tell guys that all the time, you know, guys walk on the boat with 10 or 15 rods, and they end up using 3 or 4 for the trip that are their go-to rods, your 30 and your 40-pound, a heavy enough yo-yo rod that you can fish a jig, you can put a couple hooks, you can drop or loop with it. I think that's plenty good for you there, Dean.
That's kind of cool. A 3-day on the Independence? Sweet.
Yeah, Memorial Day. Yeah, we've that's new for this year. You know, we were doing those trips out of Pedro for a year or two, but the Navy with the closures at Clemente, and then we had closures at Nick, and we just decided to not do those any longer because we were getting the runaround. But, you know, the Navy's kind of lightened up the last. I think they've been pretty good with you on, Jeff. The Navy's been real good.
We've had real good cooperation with the Navy, and really, I mean, occasionally, yeah, when they go hot, we have to move. They may shove us up the island a little ways. It really hasn't been a big issue.
Not a big issue.
To answer his other question about San Nicolas Island, we do go to San Nicolas. We do a lot of rock fishing out there. It's a great fishery. I love it. It's one of my favorite islands. It's just normally I would say that would be our early season, late season destination.
Because of weather.
Because of weather and rock cod fishing. This year is different because we're catching yellowtail in April. So we've been fishing Clemente a lot, whereas maybe normally on a little different year, we'd probably be fishing San Nicolas. But, yes, that is actually an island that I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
And I enjoy
what
it.
What a cool place.
It's like Jurassic Park.
Just awesome. And is that a day-and-a-half trip? Or
no, not at all. We fish Nick on one-day trips
on
all
Monday?
The time. All the time. We do it.
Really?
We do it very frequently.
Wow.
Very frequently, yeah.
That's impressive. Hey, D, have a great 3-day on the Independence. Thanks a lot for your phone call this morning. You know, I was looking at the Independent schedule. I see you're doing a couple of 3 days there that are all sold out. Our man, the Cowboy, is going on the 8-day that's sold out the following weekend. And then a couple trips that, but then you have 3 spots open on an 8-day June 13th, it looks like. Oh,
you know,
for
a minute here, Pete, you know, our schedule was 99% sold out, but we had a couple of cancellations due to illness. Judy just let me know about that. we had a spot open up on a 4-day trip.
4-day, I see that. Yeah, at the end of June.
Yeah, a couple, three spots open up there, and then we got
How about that July 18th trip?
That trip has been prime time. That trip has done so well the last, I can't tell you how many years in a row, but that time frame is one of my favorite for the year. And we have, if you look, all the trips prior and after are sold out. If you want to get on the Independence on a 7-day, we have six spots open. Ooh. It's unheard of to have six spots
in mid-July?
On a 7-day trip. And that's a great group to fish with, Sherman Lim's group. Really good group. I've ran that trip since back in the early Islander days.
So you'll be running that?
I'm not sure if I'll be running it, but I've had that group for a long time. They're all good guys. And then, you know, if you look at our schedule, Pete, there's one spot open in September, nothing in August, nothing in October. We have one spot open in November. And then we do have, which is new this year, we have an AFCO 10-day trip. And I'm going to go out on a limb.
Oh.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that our December 10-day trip this year is going to be awesome fishing. Last year, we canceled due to lack of folks. The XL ran theirs, and they had phenomenal wahoo fishing.
Creamed them. Yeah.
Just absolutely unheard of wahoo fishing at Alejos Rocks in December.
Yeah, you were there, Rick, on the Royal Star, right? It was, what'd you guys have, like 200 wahoo or something like that?
Yeah, just as you're describing, I mean, it was as good as you could imagine. Stop the boat on the way down for, you know, traditional when you're going towards buffer zone or hurricane, you know, or at least buffer zone wise. You travel right through Alejos, and it's one of those things that you can fish it for about 3 hours or 4 hours and still make the buffer zone, you know, a couple days later by daylight. And in those 3 or 4 hours, it was as good a fishing as you could ever imagine. And then on the way home, we were able to give it a half a day. And like you said, it was like 200 wahoo in short order. And yep. To have a 10-day that time of year to have the time to fish the rocks and the bank and the beach and potential of big tuna fishing, I mean, that is a... Well, that'd be an awesome trip.
Yeah, you know, and that's right before Christmas. So if guys want to go out and try and get some Christmas fish,
exactly.
You know, it's a great trip. But there's 11 spots open on that. And, you know, what's good about a 10-day that time of year, you can hit the rocks for a couple days. You can go on the ridge for a couple days. You can go outside of Mag Bay for a couple days. So it gives you so many options. And this being an El Nino year, and, you know, I'm honestly...
It's like 100% big time El Nino.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what we're going to have in December. We might be, it might be like October down there, which sure. It will be. The water's been warm and I would say, hey guys, that's a good opportunity to get on a 10-day trip.
Cool thing about that one too is, you know, the old school trips, the old school 10-day trip was always all about variety, and then it switched so much to big tuna. Well, this would be a true combo of both of those, you know, shot at big tuna and still the crazy good variety.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, I know it's an AFCO sponsored trip.
I was going to say, AFCO and they give puts away on a
so
lot
stuff.
Of stuff on the boat. And I wonder who's going to go on the trip from AFCO?
Christy Shedd will be on that
trip. Oh, Christy will be on there. Yep. Okay. And just tonnage of giveaways on that trip.
Yeah,
so
Judy knows about all the giveaways. Judy was working on booking that trip, and I know they were talking about a lot of giveaways, and it should be... Should be a good trip.
Yeah, it should
That's
be.
Cool.
So the cool thing about IndependentSportFishing.com, which you can link that through the Let's Talk Hookup website on our links page, is everything's shown right there, and you can book right online, right on the website, right?
Yes, you can.
All right, yep. So check that out, IndependentSportFishing.com. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with fantastic information this week. It's all kinds of bass, all kinds of yellowtail, lots of good stuff in there, including some great fishing from the Eastern Sierra, too. And I have the Eastern Sierra fishing report is always in Western Outdoor News. So pick it up, Western Outdoor News, at your favorite tackle store, or better yet, just subscribe to Western Outdoor News. And speaking of Mammoth Lakes, boy, they've had some good fishing up there, some interesting fishing, because it's been on and off snowing.
Right.
Yeah, what is it, January? No, it's May, but it's snowing, but they're still catching a lot of fish. And the fish stocking schedule is unbelievable. As you know, their DFG is helping them out a little bit, but they're supplementing by spending a lot of money on private stocking from the areas of Mammoth Lakes there. So they have 1,200 pounds of trophy trout are going to be stocked in all the lakes of Mammoth Lakes Basin next week. So get ready to catch the big one, a DFD jid stock on May 17th. That's coming up here. So if you want to go fishing, there's lots of good stuff going on up at Mammoth Lakes and a lot of big fish in the lake. So check that out.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. Let's Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with your phone calls, more with the boys from 22nd Street. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
It's time to talk about the great Tuna Wars trip from Friends of Rollo. And it's, of course, Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano from the hit TV show Wicked Tuna. They're going to command the two boats. It's going to be an awesome, awesome opportunity, and you can go.
That's it. If you want to be a part of Team Hard Merchandise with Dave and 24 shipmates aboard the Eclipse, you're going to be competing against the Team Wicked Pissa with Captain Paul and his group of 24 on the Tribute. Teams are going to depart from Seaforth Landing on Saturday evening. It's June 16th. They're going to return on the evening of June 18th. The winning team is going to be the boat with the highest combined weight of their three largest tuna.
Now, there's just a handful of spots on each boat left. And if you want to go, you want to be a part of this, you better call now.
Yeah, if you want a spot on either of the competing vessels, it's $1,000 per person, first come, first serve. Pick your team and be ready to do battle.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, all the money raised is going to Taking Kids Fishing with Friends of Rollo. So it's a really, really great cause and a super good time. And don't forget, the Monday before these trips, we're going to be hosting a great event at the Bally High on Monday, the 15th of June. $25 a person, a donation towards Friends of Rollo. We're going to have an amazing raffle, including a trip to go back east and fish aboard team with Dave, and another trip to go fish with Paul back in New England. So those will be some of the many prizes available at that event Monday. From 5 to 7 p.m. at the Bally High on June 15th. So if you want to grab a spot on that, you can get a ticket on Friends of Rollo website, which is rollokids.org, rollokids.org, or just give Jim a call if you want to go on the trip, 949-285-8819, or you can email him at jim@rollokids.org.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones have been full all morning long. Local lines still totally packed up, but during the break we had one drop off. So if you want your shot, this is it. 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Mark, talk to Jeff, talk to Mike, but also your chance to win an awesome trip aboard the Freedom or a trip aboard the Native Sun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I want to remind you to be sure to check out our friends. If you're a contractor, you got to be talking to our boys at Job Site Supply. Just fantastic people. Skeet, those guys are the greatest. And if you're a contractor, you want top-of-the-line delivery right to your job site, Job Site Supply is the place, right?
Yeah, well, and same deal, like, you know, when you're dealing with anybody in any type of retail atmosphere, like, more important than anything, price being one of them, but just service and reliability and warranty, and when things go bad, actually having people to talk to, and, like, that's it. Like, there's the reasons you do business with good companies, and those guys are it for all of those reasons. The price is right, but it's delivered right to the job site, and when there's a problem, you have those guys to talk to.
You bet. And you can talk fishing as well as good quality
sure.
products from Job Site Supply. So check out jobsitesupplyco.com for more information.
That's for sure. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to the boys, so we're going to do that. Jump right back into them. First off, talking to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, hi. How many boats can the landing hold total?
We're talking about 22nd Street. Michael Morrison, handle that.
Yeah, 22nd Street, yeah.
What are you looking to, bring a boat in?
are you talking about the capacity of how many passengers? On a typical day, you said like 35 people on the Freedom, something like that?
Yeah, Freedom takes max 45 right now. When things get biting pretty good, we bump it back down to about 35.
Yeah.
I thought maybe is that how many slips?
Yeah, just how many boats can run out of the landing?
Well, we've got... What, three charter boats, a half-day boat, three-quarter-day, full-day, overnight? We've got a whole lineup of boats.
Four dive boats. There's four dive boats.
Oh, there's dive boats.
There's a swim boat. The Outrider's a swim boat. He takes people, like, actually go back and forth to Catalina. People swim behind the boat.
Oh, really?
You know, then
swim behind the boat
on
the way to Catalina?
Jeff's done some of those trips.
Come on, man.
Slow down. Say that again. What do you...
We actually he does quite a bit of it. Take people and drop them off at Catalina.
Right.
And they swim the channel back to the mainland.
Back.
It's a big thing. It's one of the two big swims in the world for anybody who's into swimming. I doubt too many listeners on here are, but that is the Catalina channel and the English channel are the two big swims. So it's actually for the swimming group of people out there, it's one of the more renowned swims in the world.
I'll be darned.
So they just follow the boat. The boat acts as like a pilot kind
of
thing.
Exactly. And we pace
them.
They feed them every 20 to 30 minutes off the boat, and they swim the channel. I've seen people swim it there and back.
There and back. How many miles?
I would have never thought that.
Closest point is 17.
17 miles of open ocean swimming.
Open ocean swimming.
Oh, man. You got to be in good shape for that. Yeah.
Cold water, current.
Current, exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump. I'm still blown away. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy that that's a thing. I think that's cool. How about we jump back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Jerry calling us from Garden Grove. What's up, Jerry? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick, Pete, and guest. I just want to call and thank Mike. I was happened to be down the day of the landings, and you guys put on a great deal, and I was in the wheel one and a half day, and when I seen that the pursuit had like 60 fish on Monday, I called Mike and he upgraded me. Went on air quiet.
Yeah, you got out there. That was a good day for you guys too.
Well, we only ended up with 14 fish, Rick, but I'm telling you, the greatest fish. We fished Farnsworth and my passion's yellowtail. You should have seen the grade of these things for May.
That
was
awesome.
Phenomenal. The grade of fish were like a dream.
Was it yellowtail?
Oh, yeah. They were up to 27 pounds on a three-quarter day bowl.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah, we saw the pictures for that.
I hooked two, and one guy thought he had a fish, so yanked his line. We parted ways, but I got to pull on a couple. That was the big part. And beautiful day on the water. Pursuit was nice and clean. Great crew, great captain. Bait was awesome. Just couldn't finish the deal on one, but.
And you were out there and you got him. That's a good deal.
And they're still biting, so you know you can come out and join us on Wednesday. It's $45 on the Pursuit. You have to book online to get that price or over the phone.
Whoa,
so.
$45 for a Catalina run?
Yeah. Captain Special Wednesdays. And
Wednesdays.
It's $70 right now. We can get it for $45 on Wednesdays if you pay in advance. We need to know you're coming.
Yeah. So if you go online,
22ndstreet.com.
22ndstreet.com. 22ndstreet.
22ndstreet.com.
Okay. 22ndstreet.com. Or you can link that through the Let's Talk Hookup website on our links page. We have a link right to 22nd Street there. So check that out. $45. Go to Catalina. Catch a yellow.
Only on Wednesday.
Only on Wednesday. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into them? Next up, we're going to talk to Jeff. Calling us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
I've fished the Freedom for years and years ago, and look forward to getting back on the boat. What are you doing about sea lions these days? Are you still allowed to use seal bombs or not?
No, no. We just smile and wave. Don't look at them, and they'll leave you alone.
Don't look at them. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
David and Chino, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, David.
Hey, gentlemen. It was my birthday, April 26th, and I had two guys come from Utah, and we were going to go to San Clemente Island. We 10 o'clock. We were supposed to be there. We missed the boat. Well, the 22nd landing said, we're going to hook you up in the morning at the 5 o'clock boat. Okay, great. 5 o'clock comes along. They hooked us up right there in the corner of the best spot to fish in, you know, to make up for it, especially my company is from Utah. Anyway, my buddy wins the jackpot, and not only that, had the biggest yellowtail, too, but he lost it. But he had the greatest time. I just want to let you know that was a great time. It was a beautiful day, and that everyone is going to come back, and they just want to go to 22nd Street. They haven't fished no other boats, but, you know, they've never seen the ocean. They're just stuck on you. So you got customers for life. Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks.
Call.
Yeah,
thanks
good job,
for
you guys.
The phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. You guys have got a lot of fans out there. Been doing
a
good job.
You know, 22nd Street,
guys like this.
You know, the thing about 22nd Street is, before it was 22nd Street, it was Joe Martin Sport Fishing.
Joe Martin.
And it's been there since, I tried to research it, I really didn't get a definitive answer, but I know the lane's been there in the same spot for going on about 70-something years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I think it was in the 40s, it could have been longer, but I can't really figure out. You know, the old timers told me, during World War II, Catalina was shut down. For 5 years, you weren't allowed to fish Catalina. And with this old deckhand, when I was 14, he was 65.
Yeah.
So I'm going back 30 some years. But he told me they shut down Catalina during World War II. And he says when they reopened it, he said the fishing was just, you could imagine.
Oh, sure. My gosh.
You know, I mean, we're going back, you know, to the 40s.
Yeah.
But the landing was there then. And then Frank Hall, of course, the owner of the landing for many, many years. He was an old World War II veteran. Good, you know, Frank Hall was a great guy. He taught me a lot about fishing. Now, he was shot down in the war in a prison camp, and he had a lot of stories, too. But he told me the same kind of deal, coming back from the war and starting to run his charter boat there from the landing. So there's a lot of history there at 22nd Street.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
You know, my dad was in the OSS during World War II, and they did their survival training on Catalina. And they basically used to let him go on Catalina and with nothing. And he said he had to survive on, like, plucking black abalone off the rocks there. And basically that's how they survived. So I used to dive a lot. And back when you could catch abalone, he wouldn't touch abalone.
Something else interesting, and I think Mark may know better than me, but as far as I know, that Freedom has always fished out of that area, too. The boat's never been anywhere else. So there's a lot of history even just with that boat up there. I mean, if that thing could talk, I'm sure it'd have some pretty interesting stories to tell.
Kidding. How long has it been, 22nd Street?
Oh, it's been there since the 40s. Maybe longer. But, you know, when they built a little more history, they built three boats. The Freedom, the America and the Liberty were three boats, sister ships. Now America is now the Grande, which runs out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and the Liberty is still Liberty and the Freedom. But the America or Grande was built to do Guadalupe 4- and 5-day trips from Pier Point, the old Pier Point landing. The Freedom was built to do half-day Catalina trips. It was a 16-knot boat and did it for a while. And then the Liberty, I'm not sure what they built the Liberty, but those three boats were all originally built by Dittmar Donaldson and Costa Mesa and ran out of Long Beach. So they've been in the Long Beach LA Harbor pretty much. The Freedom's been there, has never been anywhere else. The Grande's bounced around between LA and, you know, McDaniels. James owns it now. His dad's owned it twice. And then Frank Hall owned the boat for many, many years. And the Liberty is now in Long Beach now, but it did run as a dive boat in Ventura for a while. So a little history on those three boats, but they've been around a long time and doing their thing.
Yeah, indeed.
That's great.
That's really cool. Amazing stories. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Sal, calling us from Burbank this morning. Good morning, Sal. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, my God. Mr. Pisano. Mr. Mark Pisano, how are you, sir?
Good. Who am I talking to?
Talking to Sal.
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
I'm the guy that blew up your... I blew up something back there back in the days, '89.
Okay.
All right, Sal. Something there. All right. Thanks for the call, Sal. Appreciate that very much.
Can't imagine him blowing something up.
Yeah, can't imagine that.
Let's talk to Ed. Ed's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, Ed? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I have a couple of questions for your guests. What is the difference between fishing at Coronado's and Catalina as far as gear and what I can expect to catch? And also, how long does it take for a ride from landing to Catalina?
Well, I mean, island fishing, whether it's Coronado's, Catalina, Clemente, Cedros, you're all talking very similar as far as gear goes. You know, you're fly lining for yellowtail, you're fishing kelp bass and stuff, you have a shot at white sea bass, very similar. You know, the ride's usually a couple-hour ride to Catalina, an hour and a half or so to the Coronados. You're talking island fishing.
Yeah, it's all very similar. I mean, a nice thing if you're thinking like along the lines of a local trip, a three-quarter day trip, is the nice thing about the Pursuit is that, you know, that boat has bunks and, you know, he leaves at 6 o'clock, so you can come down in the morning, have a cup of coffee, and go to bed for 2 hours. When you wake up, you're in a fishing yard. You cannot do it in a lot of boats.
On a three-quarter day boat?
Yeah, he's got full bunk room, so it's nice. The guys get a couple hours of sleep there, and when you're tired at the end of the day, you get a little bit of sleep on the way home before you got to drive home.
That's a great call.
And the run usually from?
It's about 2 hours, depending on what part of the island you fish. I mean, you can do it under two if you're fishing one of the closer spots, but, I mean, on the Pursuit for his full-day run, he makes the lap around the island if necessary. So
22nd Street would be the closest landing to Catalina, right?
Yeah, when we leave from the LA Light, we are the closest landing to 22nd.
The nice thing, and I've preached this for years about why it's such a desirable spot to run from, if you look at the coastline in general, Southern California, bite, call it, you're 22 miles to the west end of Catalina, you're about 23 miles to the east end, 40 miles to Santa Barbara Island, 65 miles to San Nicolas Island.
That's it. It's the hub.
And then you look at Clemente, you know, the east end is, 53.5 miles to the east end of Clemente. And then if you go around the east end of Catalina to the west end, you're talking about a 45-mile run. So
that's it.
Yeah.
The west end.
And it's almost equal distance for us to get to the Cortez, the Tanner Banks. It's a straight shot south right out of the light for tuna. So we got a nice downhill ride. And if need be, if there was something phenomenal going on, we could make the Channel Islands, the northern channel.
Anacapa's 55 miles. And when I ran the Islander many years ago, and there was a sea bass bite at Santa Cruz, we were fishing up there for a while.
Jeez.
So, you know,
it gives you a lot of different
options.
A lot. Every option, pretty much.
Every option.
I really do. For springtime, summer fishery, we're central.
Yeah, that's cool.
And great bait operation now, too. I mean, bait is now a super reliable thing, and everything about everything that's going on up there, from boats to parking to landing to bait, I mean, it's all right.
Yeah, we have three bait boats now. You know, we have the Pamela Rose, which services Newport, and then we have the St. Catherine, which we've just converted into a bait boat in the San Pedro. Well, the Bounty are three bait boats there. And, you know, like the other night, we had a problem with the Pamela Rose, so we were able to send the St. Catherine down to Newport with a load of bait, and then we had the Bounty Service Pedro. So with the three pieces of equipment, we're able to keep live bait in the receiver majority of the time. We have, you know, once in a while you have a glitch. The other night we went out, we snagged our net in the middle of the night, and weren't able to put the backup net on the boat, so we kind of missed on bait that night. But it happens, you know. Yeah. And
I know the guys in Newport are beyond stoked that you guys took over that bait operation.
Yeah. The only thing about Newport that killed us last year was the hurricane season.
Yeah.
The south swell. It took us about a month and a half to repair the barge. Our boxes actually moved the barge, and our boxes were crushed from the barge.
On the bottom?
On the bottom, yeah.
Whoa.
So
the surge was so
it pushed us in. I mean, I have pictures of waves breaking over the barge.
Really?
Oh, my. And there's nowhere to go with that barge.
And this year we have a contingency plan to move it inside on a mooring because, you know, I mean, I'm anticipating another active tropical season.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is, just with warm water being around. So this year we're going to try, and if we have a good forecast of a south swell, we're going to move the barge.
Good idea. All right. Let's go ahead and thanks a lot for the call, Ed. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Don calling us from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fisherman. Lots of experience there, so hopefully you can help me. I have a problem with suntan lotion coming back from the tuna pens or beyond or wherever, but water coming over my center console and going blind with suntan lotion. Is there anything out there that'll not make a big baby cry?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I use that Sol.
What was that?
Sol Sun Guard?
Sol Sun Guard.
Yeah,
did you ever
really
use that stuff?
No, I haven't.
It's unbelievable how good this stuff is. When you first put it on, it kind of turns you white. But because it's got a strong base, but it has no scent in it, and you rub it in, and then everything's back to normal. But it doesn't bleed. I've been soaked. I surf with it. It doesn't get into your eyes. And it's pretty impressive.
You know, after I just went to the dermatologist a couple of days ago. You know, I went through a whole. I've been on the ocean my whole life, and he told me all the do's and don'ts and what you should watch. But what I see guys using nowadays a lot are those socks that I call them socks for lack of a better face mask. You know that they can actually. The guys in Florida made them popular where they pull them up.
Yeah.
But on a small boat, like if you're on a center console where you're getting weather and wind and spray, not a bad idea to have one of those.
Oh, use them both.
It'd blow you away. We sell more sun masks now than we sell ball caps. Which you asked us 5 years ago. We laughed at a guy like, oh, you guys want to sell these? They're the rage in Florida. Like, I don't think so, buddy. We sell more. I mean,
they work.
Yeah, it's amazing how popular they are.
You guys wear them on the boat all the time. Yeah. I don't even know who we're talking to half the time. It's like customers in disguise.
And you know what's cool about the AFCO face masks? You can wear them whether it's hot or cold, and it keeps your face cooler because it keeps the sun off your face. So that would be a good call. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best sunscreen ever, Sol, S-O-L, like I said, it's no scent, so it doesn't mess up handling bait and stuff like that. You rub it into your face. It works amazing. In fact, when I went fishing last Wednesday, I put another kind of sunscreen I had. I forgot to put my Sol on. I went home. My wife yelled at me because my face was red. Never happens when I use Sol, so it's something you want to do. It's available at tackle stores all over the place. We even sell it on our website, hookup1090.com, on the store page. Just look at that, and you can purchase it right there. But I'm telling you, once you get used to using that product, you won't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a $2 super cheap sunblock, but it's
but it lasts. You don't need much.
You know? Yeah, it's really good stuff.
And
you
just use a small dab, and it actually. Yeah, Ricky,
the
time on the water, you do it. Yeah,
I have another question on the Berkeley Easy Clip. If you guys can use those on the jigs, if you're going to change colors or weights, if you wouldn't recommend them or recommend them. I know they have them up to 80 pounds.
It's like a snap swivel, basically, I think.
Yeah, but it glides on and glides off.
I'd never recommend guys fishing swivels with jigs because it takes the action out of the jig.
Exactly.
You put a swivel on, and I see guys do it frequently, and the whole purpose of picking a good jig or having a good jig is the action that you get from the jig. If it kicks side to side is what, you know, what entices a strike. And if you put a swivel on, your jig no longer swims like that. It spins. So,
Yeah.
My answer to that, right? We would say no.
Yeah, no. Straight tie.
Straight tie.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Don.
All right. How about next up we talk to Luke calling us from Laguna Niguel. Good morning, Luke. Luke is like our active historian on for Let's Talk Hookup. What's up?
Okay.
What's up, Luke?
Hi, Luke.
Well, I thought I'd share a little more. And, Mark, I'm the guy who called in and asked about Marv Dorfman a few years back.
Oh, good old Marv. Matter of fact, funny you say that. I was going through my pictures here about a week ago, and I got a great picture of Marv. But, yeah, I miss that guy. That guy was an unbelievable fishing machine is what I call Marv.
I saw him come back with an albacore jaw one time.
I believe it.
Yeah, he pulled so hard. Hey, there was another name of the landing, and because I kind of grew up around that place, and I'm old enough to remember, but it was Skipper's 22nd Street Landing, and I think Frank Hall's partners were Buster Hyder and Pete Donaldson on the new Dinah Lee, and it was back when Dottie Cummins mm-hmm. ran the office.
I do remember Dottie. I was there. I started running the first string there in 84, but I worked on, when I was a 14-year-old kid, I used to go down there and scrub the boats after school.
Really?
Yeah, it was like pre-pinhead.
Whoa!
But, yeah, I remember Dottie well. I didn't know Buster, but I know he was involved with Lanny and Donaldson. And that was, after it was Joe Martin's. It was Skipper's 22nd Street Landing. And then I think at some point we lost the Skipper's part of the name somehow, or
it's still on our rain checks.
Is it really?
Yeah,
it's funny.
Wow. Yeah, it might be. Yeah, they printed up that many of them.
That's either that or we're so good we never use them.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. You don't need to give them out anymore. We always catch fish. That's cool, Luke.
Good information, Luke. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Appreciate the call. Hey, before time gets away from us, I want to thank everybody that came out to Encinitas Ford yesterday. Great start to our San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote series there. A great crowd, close to 85 people, I believe.
Awesome.
Great casting contest, and Cowboy was there. We gave away a ton of prizes. And a big, big thank you to Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, who just... was a great host.
They rolled out the red carpet for sure.
It really did a great job. And so thank you very much, Mark. Thank you very much for all our listeners that showed up at that event. And the next one, July 4th weekend at Mossy Ford. It's actually on Saturday, July 4th at Mossy Ford. So be sure to mark your calendar. That'll be your next chance to have a qualification to win that trip to Kingfisher Charters and round trip ticket on Alaska Airlines to Sitka, Alaska. So mark your calendar.
Very cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys are going fishing aboard the Freedom and the Native Sun. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com. Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These Predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacement, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're real proud of the food. The food is very good at the ranch. Jennifer and Jeannie is down at the ranch. We eat almost every meal in the ranch ourselves, so we're going to be the biggest critics for sure. It's like home, very much so. We make sushi for the guests if they catch tuna or dorado. We have a Rancho Leonero sushi that we put together with onions and chilies. It's just awesome that the guests really, really enjoy. And we'll also cook fish, too. We have a mesquite barbecue that's very flavorful. And that's going every night for whatever the regular entree we're serving. So we're cooking fish every night for guests. Nothing like having a fish that you caught the same day. I caught a big pargo the other day. Stuff them with onions, tomatoes, and all kinds of good stuff, and you'll always find one or two of those normally, too. Because we're that size, we can serve a better quality meal as well. RanchoLeonero.com. It's very special.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay.
Bay. Easy to sign up online at FastLaneSailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner going fishing aboard the Freedom on a one-day trip. Going to Ed in Mira Mesa, three-quarter day on the Native Sun is Jerry in Garden Grove. Guys, congratulations. I'll tell you, you're going to love fishing out of 22nd Street on a couple of great boats.
Indeed. And thank you guys, Mark, Jeff, and Mike. Thank you guys very much. Mike, if somebody wants to come to 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, you are the manager. You'll be there to greet them and show them their stuff, right?
Generally 7 days a week. If you guys want to get a hold of us, give us a call, 310-832-8304. To get most of the information, we direct most of you guys to our website at 22ndstreet.com, 22ndstreet.com. And then throughout your day, if you guys are on Facebook, follow us and all of our boats. Most all of our boats have Facebook gives you a little update, pictures and stuff like that. We like to get more of your guys' pictures sent to us, so direct message them, even through our Instagram as well. It's 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing is one of them, and that is the same on Instagram as well. But we'd like to see more of your pictures so we can share them as well. We don't see enough, except what we get from, you know, John or Nick on the Freedom and a few other boats around there.
So share them up on the website.
Yep, we'd like to see them. We'll put you, make you famous.
All right.
As famous as we can. Yeah.
Online. Yeah. Correct. Oh, yeah. Online. We, yes. You can book right online.
Correct. It's
for all the boats.
It's real easy. You know, just your information, credit card, send, and show up an hour before departure.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that.
Awesome job,
Freedom
man.
And the
great.
Ultra out of 22nd Street.
Yep, and you can always get a hold of us. Websites, freedomsportfishing.com. I'm sorry, it's freedomfishing.com.
Freedom
and the
Fishing.
And the Ultra is ultrasportfishing.com.
And, of course, Mark, Independence.
IndependenceSportFishing.com, 22nd Street Landing. You name it, Point Loma Sport Fishing, we're part of it all.
Oh, that's right.
Congratulations.
Point Loma, congratulations on that. And thank you for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. 7 to 9 a.m. next Saturday, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters will be here talking local fishing. And then next Sunday, the one and only Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be in the studio. Memorial Day weekend, next weekend. Have a great, safe week. Good fishing to you. And we'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090. Stay tuned. Bike Week Radio is next.
I got the shutdown.